about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A kind of a shocking study came out saying that diabetics who tried to lose weight still did not prevent heart attacks. And so all this talk about trying to get people to lose weight and the stress of losing weight in this one study, it's showing it didn't help, kind of, you know, rattles. What are we supposed to do if we're diabetic and try to prevent heart disease? So we're going to talk about that. Also, a study has come out saying guys that wear a simple white T-shirt, a simple short-sleeved T-shirt, has sometimes a better chance of attracting women than if you wore something else. Are you kidding me? A simple white T-shirt. How do you keep it clean? That's what I want to know. Apparently, we have contact lenses with UV protection. That is brilliant. A lot of cool stuff we're going to talk about, as well as some grilling techniques for safety. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy for your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, many of you have kind of weighed in on this one case that we were talking about where somebody in the gym had apparently been in the female bathroom, and she had collapsed. Well, somebody in the female locker room or the female bathroom came out to tell somebody who was working at the fitness center. He was not allowed to go into the women's restroom. And because he wasn't allowed to go into the women's restroom, according to his job duty, he had to wait for the other female employee to get in. It took him a few minutes to finally call 911. The woman in the bathroom ended up dying. And now the worker and the gym is being sued and under investigation for this case. Some of you have weighed in on that. Let's get to your phone calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This is Ron. I got an idea with that Planet Fitness. Why didn't that lady be a good Samaritan that was already in the bathroom? Why didn't she call 911 right away?
Mm-hmm.
She could have surveyed the scene and looked at it and decide to call and then yell for help. And if that's not the case, why couldn't she have been the witness with the door open and guy could have called 911 and they all could have been together in on it, you know, and it could have saved that girl's life. That's a sad situation, you know.
No, it's a ridiculous situation. And, you know, to recap, you know, what we had been talking about the other day, you know, the idea of somebody of the alternate sex going into somebody else's bathroom, put so many companies up for liability that now you have a case of somebody who is possibly dying because they didn't know if she was dying or not. And you have an employee scared to death of entering the women's bathroom. Now, common sense should dictate that if there is an emergency, you could do whatever you need to help that person. Like, for example, CPR. Some of you have asked about CPR and ripping off clothes, etc., ripping off bras. Okay, I mean, calm down. Don't get excited about it. But to perform CPR, you don't necessarily have to start ripping off clothes. Loosening clothes is important, and many of us in the ER have to do it. We got to get the people out of the clothes. But you could still perform CPR with somebody in a bra. You can. Okay? So if you're afraid of being later sued or litigated for undressing somebody you're trying to save, first of all, if you save that person's life, that person is an idiot to sue you. But if you're afraid that something like that could happen, my suggestion is before any of these emergencies happen, whether it's in the workplace, whether it's out on the street, already have a plan in place. So, for example, okay, if a worker is told at a facility to not go into the female bathroom if he's male, there should be some specification of what to do if it's an emergency. Okay, can I call 911? Can 911 be the witness? Can one of the gym members be a witness? Can one of the personal trainers that are at the gym be a witness? Okay, do I leave the door open? Do I rush in, throw something against the door so it's open, and then I try to resuscitate the patient type of thing while I'm waiting for 911? Have an action plan. You should not have somebody stand around for 4.5 minutes not knowing what to do until they finally call 911 because they can't go into the female bathroom. Okay? Period. Now, who knows? Did he stand around because he thought it was a trap? Somebody comes in saying, oh my gosh, you need to come into the women's bathroom. So he's afraid to come into the women's bathroom, and then somebody's going to go into the cash register. I don't know. I don't know what he was thinking, why it took 4.5 minutes to call 911, but that's what they're alleging. But have a plan. If somebody drops in front of you out on the street, your plan is this. You call 911. Then you go over to the patient, or the person or the victim. You make sure that you and the victim are not in a situation where you could be in more danger. For example, if a patient falls in the middle of traffic, you're deciding to bend over the patient in the middle of traffic and then cause you to be hit by a car just makes matters worse for the original victim. Which is why we always tell you all to not become a victim yourself. It makes matters worse. And it's not because so much we're just trying to protect you, but think about it. If you get bloodied, or let's say there's an electrical wire that's electrocuting them, you becoming a victim does no good. And in fact, it now takes more resources away from the original victim, and now you're hurt. So you want to make sure, again, you, when you go up to a person that you are not going to become a victim yourself. Then you call 911 and they will talk you through the CPR. They'll tell you what to do. If they tell you to remove the clothing, you do it. If they don't, they don't. All of that will be on tape and a recording to protect you. Most of the time, you could check for breathing. You could check for circulation. You could examine them without having to start ripping off their clothes, okay? Unless if the 911 operator says, look, something's choking them, remove it, okay? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say, show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's health care one American at a time.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to Squatty Potty for sponsoring this segment of the show. Don't forget to check out SquattyPottyStore.com. Squatty Potty helps people poop by bringing their body to the natural position that we were supposed to poop in, all while you're still sitting on the toilet. Pretty easy to use. I have one, and I love it. Check it out at SquattyPotty.com. All right, so astronomers have discovered many more planets, and three of these suckers are actually habitable. Meaning in the zone around the star where liquid water could exist. I guess the Gliese 667C star is orbited between 5 and 7 planets and is part of a triple star system known as Gliese 667. According to Guilherme Anglada Escude of the University of Göttingen in Germany, he says, we've identified three strong signals in the star before, but it was possible that smaller planets were hidden in the data. He led the study. He re-examined the existing data, adding some new observations, and applied two different data analysis methods, especially designed to deal with multi-planet signal detection. Now, I don't know about astronomy, but I got to tell you, that is cool if they could figure out that there's another planet out there with water. Okay, now, yes, I am scared to death that people could invade our planet. Absolutely. I think that's possible. I just try not to think about that at night. They said both methods, I don't know which methods, but he used a bunch, yielded the same answer. There are 5 very secure signals and up to 7 low-mass planets in short-period orbits around the star. They say this Galactic 667C solar system is striking similar to ours, strikingly similar, and that the 3 planets identified as habitable are confirmed to be super-Earths, planets that have more mass than Earth, but less mass than larger planets like Uranus and Neptune. No, I'm not insulting you. The star is 22, for those of you that are trying to find this on your GPS or your Google Maps, the star is just 22 light years away from the constellation of Scorpius, the Scorpion. Now, 22 light years away is pretty close to our solar system, according to astronomers. And they say it's within the sun's neighborhood. I guess the sun has a neighborhood. Sun doesn't need a neighborhood watch because it sends out all those flares. And it's much closer to the star systems that are currently investigated using telescopes, such as the planet-hunting Kepler Space Telescope, planet-hunting. You see how they're trying to make this sound interesting? You know, to those of us that kind of like hunting and stuff, they're like, you know what, if we call it planet-hunting, maybe we'll pay attention to this whole astronomy bit. Okay, so what does that mean? Well, you want to know what that means to me? Is back in the second grade, we learned the planets of our solar system, right? My very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas, right? Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, my very educated mother, just Jupiter, served Saturn, us, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. Okay, now that we have all these extra planets, there is no way to memorize the suckers. I don't even know if my kids are learning about planets because there's so many called G7832, ampersand, I don't know what they're naming them. So the more we learn, the less we realize we know. Didn't we all feel smart coming home, telling our parents about the my very educated mother, right? Didn't we, right? We're like, I know all the planets. And you'd say the planets, you have these little planet systems. We were able to identify Jupiter with the big eye and Saturn with the rings. And we felt like we were all smart. And now the more planets they find, the more dumb we feel. You know, I'm wondering if someday somebody's going to say, you know what, let's just stop right here. We all have absolutely no self-esteem. We all feel stupid. Let's just stop and feel like we know everything there is to know. Then, when everybody gets bored and sick of feeling all smart, then we'll go and we'll learn some more stuff. But all I know is the more these studies come out, I feel like, oh, Lord have mercy, I know nothing. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, one study confusing people, but the more you think about it, it makes sense, says a large clinical trial has showed that people that lose weight, if they're diabetic, still did not prevent heart disease. So what are we supposed to tell our diabetics to do? Now, unfortunately, in the medical field, many of us are a little bit more pessimistic. Once you have diabetes, you are behind the eight ball when it comes to heart disease. My father is the perfect example. He lost weight. He watched his diet. He took his medication. He took his aspirin a day. His sugar was in normal control. His cholesterol was in normal control. And not only did he have a heart attack, he had a massive one. There is something about getting diabetes, even though you could cure it, and we'll tell you how. All right, which kind of goes against the study a little bit. But there's something about diabetes and the type of diabetes that sticks that is extremely dangerous. And it's because of the stickiness. Okay? You have different bad cholesterol. You have the plaque formation. Maybe the fatty liver. There's a variety of things that happen to a diabetic. And that's why I think they're more prone for heart disease. Now, some of your diabetics that get diabetes because of being overweight, they get the lap band or a gastric bypass surgery, they lose the weight, they're not diabetic anymore. Or we have patients with cancer, they get cancer, their metabolism rises, they don't have blood sugar issues anymore. All right. That may be a different mechanism for their diabetes. I'm on the truckers forum a lot, talking to truckers, and one of them had asked me about the study that came out saying two meals a day could prevent diabetes as opposed to eating multiple little meals. And I told him, well, it doesn't help all diabetics. That may only help one of the types of diabetics. And I'm not saying types of diabetics, diabetic type 1 or type 2. I'm saying if you get diabetes, not everybody gets diabetes the same way. Some of us, they think, get diabetes because a virus hits the pancreas and causes us to give out less insulin. Other people get diabetes because of genetics, okay? They're going to be born with the gene that causes them not to produce the insulin like they need to when they're young. Some of us get diabetes because we have programmed in our genes that by the time we're 50 or 60, we're going to have diabetes. Some of us get diabetes because we eat and we drink like crap. We turn ourselves into diabetics, and the pancreas is fine. Some of us get diabetes because genetically we don't know how to deal with the sugar that we bring in and the insulin, and something happens where our body can't figure it out. All right, and then some of us get diabetes. There was another reason I forgot. Obesity, was it? Well, I might have already said that, but there was another reason. So if you have a study that comes out saying you could cut your meals to just two meals a day and cure your diabetes, that doesn't mean it works for all diabetics. Just like people who do the lap band or the gastric bypass and lose weight. Okay, many people will lose their diabetes if that's what caused their diabetes. But if obesity did not cause your diabetes, and you were diabetic even when you were skinny, then the weight loss won't, you see? Okay, so going into this study, they looked at 5,200 patients, and the study lasted 11 years, funded by the National Institutes of Health, published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Okay, basically, patients were randomly assigned to either be encouraged to do lots of dieting and exercising or in a control group or to be counseled about their diabetes. The dieting and exercise used to work, okay? But in this study, they found that preventing heart attacks, chest pain, strokes, little difference. 403 of the 2,600 dieters had heart attacks compared to 418 of those in the control group. There was not as much of a statistically significant difference. So why? Well, they say maybe patients in the control group were slightly more likely to be taking cholesterol-lowering medications. Maybe the statin medications protected them. You know, maybe it's more than just diet and exercise, and that's exactly what I've said. Okay, there is something about diabetes that can put your heart behind the, I mean, it could put you at risk and put you behind the eight ball when it comes to diabetes. Pretty scary stuff. And at that point, your job is to try to figure out what type of diabetes you have. If you can't, play it safe and protect the heart. Now, many of my diabetics say, Dr. Dahlia, don't give me a cholesterol medication because I don't want to take any more medication than my diabetes medication. Well, I'm of the thinking that anybody with diabetes should be on a statin. I think if my dad took the statin, he'd be alive today. These statin medications prevent that plaque from breaking off. And that's what happens with diabetics. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Up, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more. We have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so iron deficiency causing psychiatric disorders in kids. There's a new study led by Taiwanese researcher Dr. Ya-Mei Bai links iron deficiency anemia with several psychiatric conditions like depression, bipolar, attention deficit, even autism. Now, the study reviewed data maintained at the Taiwan National Insurance Database from nearly 15,000 children and adolescents. According to Fox News, those with low iron levels, the risk of being diagnosed with bipolar disorder was 580% higher than those with normal iron levels. The increased risk associated with low iron and major depression was 234%. Those with low iron had a risk of developing attention deficits of disorder that was 167% greater than those with normal iron levels. Now, how would anybody be low in iron in this day and age? Well, remember, the study was done, okay, looking at the Taiwan National Insurance Database. Maybe in America, our diets may be more fortified with iron, but if you notice, our formula has to be fortified with iron. A lot of times, there's iron put into the food. You know, one of the risks, one of the issues we see with parents that we always have to watch out for is they will start their kids on whole milk prior to them turning 1 year old. Baby formula gets expensive. Now, I remember when my kid, the second kid, was about 9 months old. And I was giving my older kid, who was about 3 years old, you know, milk in a sippy cup. I remember one of our relatives was over saying, well, go ahead and give milk to the nine-month-old. And I said, I can't. He's not allowed to have milk until he's a year. They go, why? Does the milk hurt him? No, the milk doesn't hurt him. It's just they could become iron deficient if they aren't getting foods that have iron. And so if your nine-month-old is a picky eater, they're going to get most of their nutrition from breastfeeding or from the formula, which is why we hold off whole milk by year one. Now, have I had parents say, please, Dahlia, can I start them early? We can't afford the formula. I have parents that ask me, but I say, look, you got to make it work. Or we get them set up with a program that helps moms get food for babies. But unfortunately, we do in America see parents not realize, and they start giving the babies regular milk, and they aren't getting the iron. Now, iron is extremely important in forming myelin. Myelin is the insulation that surrounds nerve cells. Myelin is what, unfortunately, starts to decrease in people with multiple sclerosis. Now, this myelin allows the electrical conduction to proceed down the axons that reach out to other nerve cells and muscle. It is extremely important to be able to have those myelin sheaths around the nerve cells. If you've ever known somebody that has multiple sclerosis, that has issues with their myelin and ability to maintain it, they have major issues with pain, trying to move, muscle tone, etc. All right, iron also is necessary for the proper function of the brain regulating serotonin, norepinephrine, and dopamine. The only problem is if you have a child whose iron levels are fine and you start giving them iron, iron overload could also hurt. So if you're concerned about iron deficiency, then you look at supplements, okay? But don't start supplementing before you know. Now, for now, the Taiwanese data, they say, mean that all children should be tested for iron deficiency anemia and have that deficiency corrected as early as possible. For those young people affected with psychiatric disorders who turn out to be iron deficient, doctors should correct those deficiencies and then see if the antidepressants or other medications are necessary. Now, that would be cool if many kids' moods disorders, etc., could be solved by iron. Again, that's only if they're deficient. Now, already there's a lot of talk about fish oil, giving kids fish oil. You wouldn't have to give the kids fish oil if they were already eating the fish. They'd also be getting their iron. You know, the problem with these supplements is you can't put real food into these pills. We got to start getting our kids to eat fish. I understand you want to watch the mercury. I get that. There's ways to screen for too much mercury, but still, it's definitely in children's advantages to try to eat the regular food. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Another study has come out saying menopausal hormone replacement therapy does not cause cognitive problems. They looked at menopausal women aged 50 to 55 who took a common form of hormone replacement therapy for about 7 years, and they were no more likely to have cognitive problems in their 60s than those who were not taking hormone replacement therapy. They say the findings contrast an earlier study saying people who were taking, remember, hormones. This was a study we talked about saying those who take hormone replacement therapy have more cognitive deficits. I never saw that with my patients. It never made sense to me. This study refutes that one. So they're trying to tell people that women who are taking hormone replacement therapy should not worry about cognitive issues. Now, some people claim that it actually prevents cognitive issues because if you're trying to give a speech like I was, and I started having a hot flash in my 30s in front of everybody, that speech stopped in its tracks. I wasn't having cognitive issues, it's just I was dealing with a hot flash. So somebody could argue that if you successfully deal with your hot flashes, then you'll be able to cognate better. I like that argument. Make sure, though, you're not at risk for breast cancer. If you are on hormone replacement therapy, make sure you're getting your mammograms, your breast exams done regularly. Also, make sure that you're getting your heart checked. Make sure you're also not prone to stroke, clotting disorders, etc. Never smoke on your hormone replacement therapy. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. DALI, this pig virus. Remember we talked about this little piglet virus? It has now spread to 200 U.S. farm sites. It is a swine virus that is deadly to young piglets. It had never before been seen in North America, has now spiked to 199 sites in 13 states. Iowa, the largest U.S. hog producer, has the most sites testing positive for this porcine epidemic diarrhea virus. 102 sites as of June 10th. The state raises on average 30 million hogs each year, according to the Iowa Pork Producers Association, IPPA. Now, this virus is called the PEDV, and it is fatal to very young pigs. It causes diarrhea, vomiting, and dehydration, according to Fox News. Can also sicken older hogs, but they tend to be surviving this better. Now, the virus at this point does not appear to be to pose a human risk. It also does not look like it spreads to animals, other animals. And they also say that if you eat a pig that was infected with this virus, it's safe for people to eat. It's just, what the hell is this? So pig veterinarians are trying to determine how the virus is spreading from one farm to another farm and state to state. They're also looking at the livestock transportation system. Now, they say most of these pigs are ingesting contaminated feces, the ones that are getting sick. And sometimes people could transmit the feces by their dirty boots or their dirty nails. If any of you have pig feces underneath your nails, I please urge you to wash your hands. Okay? This virus was first diagnosed in China back in 2010, had killed a million piglets. It is a very rapidly spreading type of pig virus. Pretty scary stuff, but they are not linking the U.S. outbreak of this piglet virus to the one in China. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another study finds that third-hand smoke causes damage to human DNA. Third-hand smoke is smoke that is left on people's clothing, on carpets, on wall hangings. They found that it is mutagenic and causes DNA damage. So not only are we at risk for cancer from first-hand smoke or second-hand smoke, they're also looking at third-hand smoke, DNA damage. Pretty scary stuff. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, my name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show and the Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. I know I'm trying to keep these things organized. I'm getting there. Also, for those of you that want to catch the three Pawn Stars episodes I've been on, we have some YouTube clips on YouTube of those, as well as the list of the shows on the website. Please check that out. Also, don't forget to check out the Freeze-Dry Guy specials for June and July, as well as Squatty Potty and any of the latest specials with Squatty Potty. Helps you poop. I love it. All right, so still a lot more to talk about. It says bulletproof backpacks now for children are an absolute hit, and sales have been booming. Ever since the Sandy Hook massacre, companies have tried to find ways. I mean, actually, they've been trying to find ways for years. But we've heard so much more about this in the media, how there are vests and jackets and chalkboards. Well, they're not called chalkboards anymore. They're called whiteboards that are supposed to be bulletproof. But a backpack was created by Colombian businessman Miguel Caballero, dubbed the Armani of bulletproof clothes. And he has designed children's backpacks in response to demand from parents after the Sandy Hook massacre. Pretty scary stuff, all right? Six teachers and, of course, 20 children were killed at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newton, Connecticut. You know, my big concern with that and bulletproof backpacks is, you know, if the backpacks are all thrown to the side, yes, that is something somebody could hopefully run and grab. But this Adam Lanza didn't give people much notice. All right. And so in addition to backpacks, there's a market for actual bulletproof clothing. So if the kids are wearing their jackets or their vests, they could still run in a corner and hopefully still have some protection. Now, bulletproof clothing and backpacks have been around for a while. The Kevlar that people have used ever since the Virginia Tech shooting, there was a huge demand for these bulletproof backpacks where there's a Kevlar coating, and it showed how people could actually hide behind their backpack. I mean, it would have to be a pretty big backpack for some of us, but at least you could cover your head and your chest and hopefully only sustain non-life-threatening injuries. God forbid there is a shooting. But the backpacks that Mr. Caballero has launched are under the MC Kids brand, and the U.S. distribution rights were secured by Elite Sterling Security. Timothy Hogan of Elite Sterling Security said he was delighted with the take-up since the backpacks went on sale in March. They cost $250 each, but the company has already sold 300 of them. They look really cute. You got the boys' backpack, you got the girls' backpack, and they say it does provide a lot of protection. They have proven that it could sustain multiple shots with pretty high caliber weapons. They say it's supposed to be an added safety measure, no different than wearing seatbelts in your car. I'm actually for this. I mean, if you want to send your kid to school with a backpack that's not overly heavy, that has some bulletproofing available, why the hell not? I mean, you know, some people were arguing when we were talking about guards at the school that could damage the kid's psychological frame of mind. You know, if you have cops around the school, it'll freak kids out. How many kids get freaked out when a police officer visits the school? Kids love police officers. They all want to run up and say hi to him. People think police officers and firemen are cool. Anytime cops came to our school, I loved it. I was like, hey, how's it going? Some of them were there on business. Some of them weren't. But, I don't think it damaged our psyche. In Israel schools, armed guards are just common. They're a given. Okay? I mean, in Israel, people are used to armed guards all the time. It's to protect them. That's just a way of life. Nobody is psychologically unstable for that. So same thing. Giving kids a backpack, telling the kids that the backpack is like a shield, like a Captain America shield, as long as they know only certain types of backpacks, you don't want them to grab any one of them, is, I think, perfectly fine and is not going to mess the kids up. In fact, my kids, before any of this happened when they were younger, asked me what to do if there's a bad guy. When kids see these shows, even if it's Iron Man or, I don't know if Dora has any bad guys on it, but if there's a bad guy, what can I use to protect myself, Mom? And they have every right to ask. Absolutely. Well, this is where you hide. This is how you call 911. We go through drills with the kids. It's extremely important. So when parents say, no, I'm not going to get a backpack for my kid because it's going to psychologically traumatize them, I think these kids will think that kind of stuff is cool, thinking they have a shield that they could hover behind is not going to make them. They're going to feel like they're walking to school with the shield. I don't think it's going to freak them out. Okay. And again, and if approached with the kids right. So, are these companies being opportunistic? I don't know. But if it saves kids' lives, fine. That's capitalism at its finest. All right, and as long as they can prove that these suckers work against high caliber rifles, assault weapons, I'm ecstatic. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOC DALI. Contact lenses with UV protection. This is exactly what we need because UV light damages the retina. Contact lenses, they say, with UV protection help reduce or eliminate the UV rays that would normally strike the naked eye, according to Dr. Carl Sitek, professor of optometry at Pacific University College of Optometry. He's also a member of the American Academy of Ophthalmology. All right, he said one of the most common effects is photokeratitis, which is basically a sunburn of the eye. We know UV light can damage the skin. Of course, it can damage the eye as well. Even though people that sunburn their eye, it usually resolves within 24 and 48 hours because your cornea is pretty regenerative, you could still have long-term damage to the retina. So, in addition, you have age-related macular degeneration, which is the number one cause of blindness in people as we age. So the lenses are regulated by the FDA. They come in two categories of protection. You got the class 1 blockers that are recommended for high exposure environments like the beach. They block more than 90% of UVA rays, 99% of UVB rays. Then you have class 2 blockers recommended for everyday conditions, and they block the 70% of the UVA, 95% of UVB. And I think AccuView has them, CyberVision, Precision, Bausch & Lomb. So if you are going to get contact lenses, it may not hurt to get the ones that offer UV protection. They should have a label on the box, all right, advertising that they have UV protection. Just don't assume that your contact lenses has them, just like with sunglasses. Sunglasses have UV protection, but not all of them have the same amount. Usually the sunglasses will have this little removable sticker that you could take out, take off, and that'll tell you how much protection you have. Pretty good stuff. I mean, just a lot of us underestimate. Also, with grilling, okay, there are ways to grill safely, all right? And we always get concerned about cancer and cancerous substances when we grill. First, they say to make sure to clean your grill, okay? You got to get rid of the grease, the grime, the gook, etc. They say trim the excess fat. Choose leaner proteins so you don't have extra HCAs or PAHs, which are your heterocyclic amines and your polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. They seem to form when the sizzling fat drips onto the heat source, making smoke. Don't overcook, char, or burn your meat. Make sure you marinate. That always helps. And don't forget to keep your hands clean so you're not spreading salmonella. All right, guys. Cannot wait to talk to you again. Be safe and God bless.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit priproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We, the the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.